Hare Krishna. I just talk about an incident that happened to me that's, well, certainly not so relevant to all the international hearers who may listen to the podcast, but it was, I think it's certainly applicable to the service of the Krishna Consciousness Movement in different parts of the world. Anyway, as I was coming to Budapest on my way to Woodstock, where we are right now, and we're having a great time, I guess so, you could call it that. I guess the way to phrase it is having a great time in the middle of the deepest, densest, darkest Tamagoon. But we're having a good time. And this, the only light over here is the Hare Krishna Village of Peace and prasadam distribution and chanting and daily Rath Yatra, and yeah, it's a phenomenal program. But back to that little experience. I was leaving New Brajadam, and now I can't remember who I was talking to, but someone was mentioning to me, and I won't mention a person's name, although international devotees may not know anyway. He's one of our devotee donors, and that he'd noticed on his recent visit to New Brajadam that the lower Jamuna Lake in New Brajadam, where Prabhupada Samadhi is, for those who've been to New Brajadam, is really choked with, well, not seaweed, but grass with, I don't know how they even call it in English. But anyway, foliage and grass that grows in the water, and effectively what it's doing is it's actually choking the lake, and it's so thick that we've tried to get it out before just by pulling it out, but of course the weed is there, and just boatload after boatload of the stuff, and it kills the animal life. It doesn't give any more room for whatever life there is there, fish to swim, and aside from that, it becomes unusable. Obviously, you can't swim in it, and it looks horrible. So it's part of maintenance, and maintenance business is a really difficult thing. And as I mentioned, we've tried different things. One option that sort of looked at was to actually poison all these plants, but then that risks poisoning all the fish, and also the water system. It goes down to Lake Balaton, and the water authority may not appreciate us doing that. So what to do? But there's a lot of things to do in New Brajadam, and somehow it's something that we haven't really gotten around to. Anyway, but this devotee noticed, and by Krishna's arrangement, he bumped into a specialist who deals with cleaning up lakes. And so I got the information that he'd gotten in touch with Partha Guru, who's in charge of parks, lakes, etc., and that he was bringing down the specialist to see what could be done, and whatever needs to be done, well, he'll just do it, and he'll take care of it. So for me, that was one of the very few times when someone unsolicited just comes of their own accord and says, a lot of people come and tell me what I should do. But very few people come and say, what can I do? Or I see that you've got some thing over here. If you want, I'll take care of it and I'll finance it, and it'll be my pleasure. So that's what happened, and I was sort of caught unaware. I was really in shock from that, and I was just so appreciative that someone who really doesn't have to do it, he's not a not a resident of New Rajadam, he's not a full-time devotee, but it's someone who saw that there's something that needs to be done here, and this is not a good status quo. And rather than giving advice as to who to do it, he just spoke to people in charge and says, all right, I'll, if you want, I'll take care of it. And I say it's relevant internationally also because I'm sure that I know that there are so many other projects and places, ISKCON projects and places that are floundering and beyond the ability of either local devotees or resident devotees and managers to do things. And that there are many capable people who could be actually helping out and doing the needful. So it was really touching for me. It was something that I remember that this month, maybe last month, at one of our Nam Haras, or actually our counselor groups came down and they cleaned out Tulsi Devi's house inside, outside on a really hot day in which it was probably somewhere in the mid-50s inside the greenhouse. So they cleaned, they scrubbed, they took care of everything, they made everything neat. It was really wonderful. And a lot of people come to New Rajadam. A lot of devotees go to different temples, and they come and they go, and but there's a lot of things that need to be done. And I know in the case of devotees in New Rajadam, they're OD'd as it is. So it's really welcome when devotees step forward and help. And of course, that's what Nitya Seva is also all about, is that whose responsibility, whose deities are Radhe Shyam? Are they Krishna Valley's deities? Are they the Hungarian devotees' deities? And it seems like more than just the Hungarian devotees' deities, they're becoming internationally deities. And why not? Hungarian Yatra gives donations to and supports deities in France, sometimes in Ireland, and other places. And ultimately, Krishna is everyone's responsibility, and places of Krishna's pastimes are also everyone's responsibility. So that was anyway. I just wanted to share that it was a real, real heartwarming thing. It was a change of pace. People really stepping forward, and it's not that others don't do it. It was just something that it's not something that everyone can relate to. People relate easier to sponsoring the cow or donating to Radhe Shyam, about the lake. Not something that people necessarily notice, or if they notice, sort of not perplexed. All right, well, what can I do? And that was Prabhupada's approach to his spiritual master. He was asking him, how can I serve you? And ultimately, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about service. How can we serve you? So that's it here from Woodstock, and a little more later tomorrow. Hare Krishna.